This is an Aero News Touch and Go for July 9, 2007. I'm Paul Plack. Boeing's Dreamliner made its official debut on Sunday afternoon in Everett, Washington, and the hype was commensurate with the company's prediction that the 787 will revolutionize the industry. Tom Brokaw emceed, and speakers extolled the virtues of globalization, quieter airliners, and more hospitable cabin environments for about an hour. When Boeing finally unveiled the carbon fiber composite-bodied 787, flight attendants representing the 47 airlines which have ordered the 787 watched from center stage. Boeing says the event was broadcast in 9 different languages via satellite and webcast, and reached 100 million or more viewers in 45 countries. Having delivered on the hoopla, Boeing must now deliver on the plane itself. The first of 6 787s to be used in certification testing is scheduled to fly late this summer, with certification and first deliveries in May 2008. When two airliners come closer than 5 miles to each other in the air, traveling head-on, and one or both pilots have to take evasive action to avoid a collision, the Federal Aviation Administration calls that a high-risk incident, and the controller handling the traffic can be cited for a proximity violation. Last year, the FAA counted 1,104 operational errors, of which 610 were classified high risk. Now, the FAA wants to redefine a high mid-air risk as a 4-mile close call, which would cause the number of high-risk reports to drop in half. As you might imagine, this lower standard has some people alarmed. At the top of that list would be the National Air Traffic Controllers Association. NATCA Vice President Brian Zelonis helped draw up the old system. Quote, "It's going to make them look like geniuses when really they've done nothing. You improve safety by reducing operational errors, not recategorizing them," unquote. A tour helicopter, operated by Liberty Helicopters, suffered an apparent mechanical failure and went down in the Hudson River on Saturday. Some onlookers called it a crash, but a fire department spokesman called it a controlled landing. The New York Times quoted 21-year-old passenger Jose Mejia, who said he heard loud banging noises followed by a loss of power, a fall to the river, and the inflation of the yellow safety pontoons. Quote, "When those things inflated underneath the helicopter, that was the most reassuring feeling," unquote. The pilot and all 7 passengers escaped without serious injury and were rescued from the water by private boats and the U.S. Coast Guard. Holly Baker of the FAA told WNBC-TV in New York that the event is being classified as an incident, not an accident, by the agency and will be investigated. Global private equity firm The Carlyle Group has announced that it's reached an agreement to acquire ARINC Incorporated from its current shareholders, including several commercial airlines. Financial details were not disclosed, but the Wall Street Journal reports the sale will likely result in a small windfall for ARINC's shareholders, including American Airlines, Delta, Northwest, Continental, United, and U.S. Airways. Combined, the airlines own 90% of ARINC. The company has been the primary provider of communications technology to the nation's airlines for nearly 80 years. It also provides communications solutions to airports and other aviation-related industries. This has been an Aero News Touch and Go. Don't forget to check out our complete Aero briefing. There we'll tell you about these stories. It's Boeing's big day, but it could be another big year for Airbus. It's official, Dawn has been delayed until September. And GA protests airline editorials on user fees. Also check out our ANN special feature. Today, in my weekly chat with CFI Bob Miller of Over the Airwaves, we'll discuss those times that diversions are necessary. How prepared are you? And if you haven't done so yet, subscribe to our Aerocasts. Find them on iTunes, iPodder, Podcast Alley, and at www.aero-news.net. I'm Paul Plack. Thanks for listening. Have a clear and unlimited day.